101.3 Fashionista is here. It's Joan Lincoln.
Okay. So, have you guys started to attend any of the graduation parties yet this season?
No, not yet.
They haven't had any yet, but they are coming up.
Yeah. Well, I attended my first one.
Oh.
Out in Syracuse.
Okay.
It was an extended family member. And, you know, it was a beautiful day. Actually, here's the funny thing. It was on a Tuesday evening. You know, they started it at 3 on Tuesday, and it ended at 9, so the kids could, because they had school the next day.
Wow. Yeah.
But in order to be able to attend all the other graduation parties, you know, for their classmates.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Did you guys do the whole, well, we haven't experienced that yet, Christy, but the whole tent thing?
I did the whole tent thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did it twice, Tony.
Yeah, I did it twice. Yeah.
I remember both of them.
Oh, good for you. I did it three times. I don't hardly remember any of them. But you had pools in your... You had a pool in
your
backyard.
Yeah, I have a pool in my backyard.
Yeah, made it nice.
Okay, so there was a pool in this backyard, too. And I wasn't thinking when I chose the seat to sit in, because there were a cluster of boys in the pool playing basketball.
There you go.
Oh.
You got splashed.
Yeah. And the smart table were the young high school girls. Because they sat away from the pool, but yet they could view all of the boys playing all of the, like...
water sports, right?
In slow motion, of course.
Cornhole, right? Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that new table game called Die, where you toss a dice up in the air and you can't let it touch the ground. And if it does touch the ground... You know, I'm sure that the red Solo cups are filled with other libations you age up, but this was being used with water.
That you know.
Sure it was.
Spike ball.
Spike ball? I mean, it's in the name. Come on.
Okay. All right. Well, anyways, the smart girls were, all the high school girls, they were dressed so cute. Oh, my God. And all their little flirty sundresses. But then they decided, because they're all athletes, they decided to get up and play all of these games. And I'm thinking, girls... You know, you got all these little mini dresses on. You know, you didn't come to play sports. But so no graduation parties yet, huh?
Not yet. Coming up though.
Wow, you gotta get going. Well, anyways, I thought the cutest thing was the boys were dressed so preppy. I loved it. They had their little polo shirts, their Vineyard Vines, you know, their Lacoste. They had them belted, shirts tucked in and belts. Oh, their little khaki shorts. Anyways, preppy's back, kids.
I love
preppy's
it.
Preppy's back.
Get your little cardigans tied around your neck.
Oh, no, please don't say that.
Oh, you're very familiar with it, though, aren't you?
Yeah. I never did
so
it.
80s.
You didn't?
No.
Oh,
do I look like the guy that would put a cardigan around his neck?
Listen, I worked at the Limited in the early 80s. And we had a line of clothing called Hunter's Run. Oh, it was preppy, and more preppy.
So preppy's back?
Sure. Bring it on.
Love it. I love preppy.